can ask the questions.
Of course, what I have.
Okay, we got a win. Obviously, we got the win. It wasn't exactly what I expected. We never really were not in control of the game, but we never really had complete control of the game. It was tougher to score than I anticipated it would be. Credit them, they're a good football team. But, we've got to be more explosive on offense. Although we did some good things. Threw for almost 300 yards and racked up, 450 plus total low and shut them out and played some tough defense. But we got to get better. We know we got to play better. If we're going to win next week, we got to get better. There's no doubt about that. And so got to have a great week of practice. We got 9 days to get ready for our next one. And that's where we're at. I thought Troy Williams did some good things, showed some poise in the pocket. Obviously got to work on our snaps. The guy's got to make an athletic move to field half the snaps. I mean, we can't have that. It's tough to get an offense in rhythm when you're having to, bend down every time to field the snap. But I think I mentioned we didn't miss too many tackles on defense. We probably missed 20-plus tackles, which is way too many for us. Only came away with a couple takeaways. Like I said, there were some positives. I thought Mitch Wishnowski punted the ball exceptionally well. Booby Hobbs looks like he's going to be a legitimate punt returner. We had some good things happen, but a little bit of a bittersweet victory because we've got to get better going forward. And credit SU, they're a good football team, very well coached. They'll win a lot of games this year in the Big Sky. They were playing very well tonight. They gave us a very very good contest. So questions.
What was the issue on the offensive line? Did they weren't able to gel as much?
Yeah, good question. I've got to see the film, because I thought we'd be more controlling of the line of scrimmage than we were. And we didn't run the ball as effectively as we should have. We came away with 130 something yards or whatever on 40 carries. What's that, like 3 yards a carry, a little better, and that's not good enough. That's not good enough. So gotta get better. Yeah, I thought Troy handled himself pretty darn good. His numbers were pretty good. Threw for 272 yards, protected the football, didn't throw any interceptions, had a couple touchdowns, some good things out of the receivers. Timmy Patrick, I thought, played very well and made some plays. But the degree of difficulty is going to get higher, in the ensuing weeks. And so that's why you were kind of bittersweet because we know that performance won't be good enough down the road. We got to get a lot better.
You guys really kind of stalled out, especially in that third quarter after strong second quarter. What happened there? Were there some adjustments?
Well, same thing in the first quarter. We moved the football, and then the drive would stall before we'd get in the end zone, and just got to find a way to finish drives. And the same thing was happening in the third quarter. You were moving the ball, but ended up getting stopped before we get to the end zone. So it's just not. It was just a situation of not finishing drives. You got to finish drives more often than we did tonight.
Joe Williams seemed to struggle a little bit tonight. What are you seeing from him?
Well, yeah, he put the ball on the ground, which can't happen. And Armon Shine, on a positive note, I thought ran hard. Again, Troy McCormick was a positive force tonight. So Joe, I'm sure, is going to recommit himself this week and have a great week of practice and be ready to go next week.
Do you think Troy has made an argument to be the number one back?
A possibility, or maybe Armon Shine. They both ran hard and were productive, so best guy's going to play. There's no favorites. There's no incumbent by virtue of whatever. I mean, it's you got to produce. So we'll look at the film and we'll decide who gives us the best chance to rush the football.
There's also rotation at that offensive tackle spot. Is that a plan for the whole year?
It is now. It was a plan going in, so it wasn't because of mistakes. We have three tackles that we think are really good. Garrett Bowles on the left side, Sam Tebby on the right side, and Jackson Barton comes in and spells both of them. And Jackson has played extremely well all fall camp and deserves the opportunity to play. And so it wasn't because of mistakes. It was by design going into the game. Now, if two of them separate themselves from the third, then we'll just go with two. But right now, going into this game, it was close enough where all three were deserving of opportunity.
Coming into the season, linebackers seemed to be the position of question on the defense, but both Cody Barton and Sunita Tatioli led the team in tackles. What are you seeing from them?
Well, first of all, it's great to play behind that defensive line. I think I could probably play behind those guys right now. Those guys are pretty stout up front. But no discredit to our two linebackers. They did make a lot of plays. Sometimes we were stuck on blocks. You know, there was a few times where they had some creases, and we got to do a better job of playing with separation and getting off blocks at the linebacker position. But for those two guys, first start, first opportunity, they were pretty productive.
You were able to keep SU to only 42 yards passing, even though they have experience, and you guys were without one of your senior cornerbacks. How did that work?
Well, we had good coverage. You know, I think our secondary is pretty darn good. We'll find out as we go along. But tonight we were very good and very pleased. Julian Blackman came in and played a few snaps and did a nice job defending a nice fade ball. And we think he's going to help us this year down the road. But be good to get Damo back when that happens. That will happen. But there's no, it's not a season-ending injury, so we will get him back at some point in time.
Tim was able to kind of box out his defender on that first touchdown. Is that kind of how you envision using that size in the passing game?
Yeah, he's 6'5", and he should be able to do things like that. He's got that basketball experience. He was a terrific basketball player and very similar to boxing out for a rebound. I mean, there's a lot of similarities there and going up and high-pointing the football. And he will be a guy that is going to be called on to do that a lot this year.
And two of the four takeaways you wanted, can you talk a little bit about Marcus Williams?
Yeah, he had them both. He was the one that stripped the first one and recovered it. You saw the replay on the big board where he punched it out. Textbook, how you teach it, and then recovered it. And then he's a terrific center fielder, and he's got a lot of range, and he's going to make a lot of plays like that this year. He's not all first-team All-Pac-12 for no reason.
How much does that board help you when you're trying to challenge plays?
Helps me a lot. I mean, it was it's great. I mean, it's a great addition to the stadium, and it's helpful. I guess it can be harmful as well because when things don't go your way, it's right up there for everyone to see as well. But it's a great addition to Rice Eccles.
Anything else for Coach Wayne?
Going into BYU, does it help to have that extra time, those extra days?
A couple days, yeah, it always helps. Extra time to heal up and have an extra day of practice. We're going to give them Saturday, Sunday off, so we'll come in and watch this film tomorrow, get everything taken care of, get in the weight room condition, give them the weekend off, and then Monday will be like a Tuesday, so we'll get a day head start next week. And, yeah, that sure is better than not having those 2 days, but that's how it is, so we're glad for that.
You'll have the Arizona tape to work with, but you figure they'll probably still hold stuff back on you?
I wouldn't think so. They need to win that game just like we needed to win this game, so... there's going to be things. You can't do everything in your playbook any particular week, regardless. And so there's going to be things they don't do in that game that we'll see, but not because they're holding back. It's just because they're going to use what they think fits best against the Arizona defense, and they'll do the same thing against us.
Yeah, Godfrey playing a lot safety. Is Hanson okay?
Yeah, he's all right. He's kind of banged up. He's got some things bothering him. You can see him with a big Nemo flipper on his hand that doesn't lend itself for tackling efficiency, but he's a tremendous athlete and a good player. But he was he's been banged up a little bit in camp.
You feeling confident in your kicking game with Andy banged up as well?
We missed that 35 yarder, 36 yarder, and we shouldn't have missed it. You know, the snap was a little high, but Mitch had the ball down. I think Andy rushed it a little bit, but yeah, I have no doubt that he's going to be back to 100% probably by the next football game.
A lot of good football games on this Saturday. Is there any in particular you're going to kind of keep an eye on?
SC Alabama. That's something I'm interested to see for sure. And then there's a bunch of good ones. I can't tell you exactly. I just know I'm going to make sure I tune into that one, USC and Alabama.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Remember, we will have the press conference Monday at noon, as usual.
No days off in football.
No days off for you.
No days off in football.